This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The Missouri Department of Corrections announced today that it will be using a new drug for upcoming executions. But as Chris McDaniel reports, almost all pharmaceutical companies do not want their drugs to be used in executions.
Missouri had planned to use a common anesthetic named propofol to execute two inmates this year, but dropped that idea after reports surfaced that the state obtained it from a supplier who was not authorized to sell the drug. In addition, the execution could have limited the U.S.'s supply of the anesthetic, which is an important drug for hospitals. Missouri will now turn to compounding pharmacies to make a drug called pentobarbital for its executions, since most suppliers won't sell to departments of correction. Compounding pharmacies have been criticized for this practice since they do not face the same scrutiny and approval process from the FDA like drug manufacturers do. It's not known when the execution of Alan Nicholson will be held, which had been scheduled for this week. I'm Chris McDaniel, St. Louis Public Radio.
The University of Missouri is getting $1.8 million from the federal government to encourage nuclear energy development. The grants announced earlier today will help fund the development of a supply chain, logistics, and infrastructure needed to manufacture small modular nuclear reactors. Modular reactors are smaller than large nuclear power plants. They can be built in factories and shipped where they are needed. Columbia City Council voted not to approve the rezoning of property to make way for the construction of a CVS pharmacy on the southeast corner of Providence Road and East Broadway. At the council meeting Monday night, resident Rosie Girding expressed concerns about the suburban look the pharmacy would bring to downtown Columbia.
Their one-story suburban-style cookie-cutter building and large parking lot is unattractive, it is not pedestrian-friendly, and it does not meet the density guidelines that the community has set for this downtown area.
Residents and council members were also concerned about traffic increase in the area due to the CVS drive-thru. Council member Barbara Hoppe says the pharmacy is a suburban plan in a congested area of downtown Columbia. She says the city needs a pedestrian generator and not a traffic generator at the proposed intersection. Missouri men's basketball coach Frank Haith faces a 5-game suspension after the NCAA found he failed to monitor his former assistant's interactions with a disgraced Miami booster. The NCAA released the findings of its investigation into convicted felon Nevin Shapiro's relationship with Miami Athletics earlier today. It found that then-Miami coach Haith and an assistant coach provided Shapiro $10,000 after he threatened to expose previous improper contact with high school recruits and amateur coaches. Shapiro initially demanded Haith return a $50,000 donation, but the coach refused. The unidentified assistant then loaned Shapiro $7,000, which he later repaid. The NCAA also found that Haith helped his assistant pay off Shapiro's mother. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.